601, Unit 7, Recording 7.4, Listening 1, Lecture, H2O, Essential and Life-Giving Yet Deadly and Destructive. Water, or H2O. We all know what it is, and we all need it. However, it's rather intriguing that water can be a life force, yet also incredibly destructive and deadly. Water is essential and life-giving to all organisms, big and small, across our entire planet. Without water, life as we know it might not exist. Nevertheless, water can demolish homes, destroy landscapes, and have detrimental consequences. During our time today, we are going to discuss the chemical properties of water, the benefits and life-giving nature of water, and the destructive side of water. At its molecular level, a water molecule consists of two hydrogen atoms bonded to one oxygen atom. Molecules are the smallest unit of a chemical compound that can participate in a chemical reaction. Molecules are so minuscule that a tiny droplet of water contains billions of water molecules. Water is often referred to as a universal solvent because it is able to dissolve more substances than any other liquid. This is partly what makes water so important to every living organism on Earth. Since it can dissolve so many substances, it carries along valuable nutrients, minerals, and chemicals wherever it goes through the air, ground, and even through our bodies. Water exists in three physical forms: liquid, gas, and solid. We see and use water in its liquid form very often. Our drinking water is in liquid form, along with water in rivers, lakes, and oceans. Water vapor in the clouds is in the form of a gas, and snow and ice are water's solid form. On a daily basis, we probably encounter water in all three of these forms without necessarily noticing. When we are outside, water vapor lingers in the clouds and atmosphere. When you take a sip of a cool iced beverage, you are experiencing water in two physical forms, both liquid and solid. In all of its forms, there are billions of water molecules bouncing around. We need water to survive, and so does our planet. Humans need water to sustain life, and the average human can survive without water for about 3 days. Without water, the body starts to shut down and become lethargic. Water truly gives us life. Humans and animals alike need and benefit from water. We get water not only from drinking, but also from the food that we eat. Food like fruits and vegetables can contain substantial amounts of water. For instance, melons, strawberries, cucumbers, and broccoli have very high amounts of water. So when we eat these types of foods, we not only get the nutrients that they provide, but we also absorb water. Water is essential for bodily functions such as temperature regulation, absorbing nutrients, removing waste, and overall health. Moreover, plants require water for survival. Plants need water for photosynthesis to help convert energy from the sun into their own food. During photosynthesis, plants use both carbon dioxide that they pull from the air and hydrogen from water that they absorb with their root systems, and they emit oxygen as a byproduct. Humans and animals need this oxygen to breathe, and water is a big component of producing it. Water connects us all, humans, plants, and animals, and is essential to our longevity. Nonetheless, water can be destructive too. It is possible to consume too much water, and when this occurs, the kidneys have a difficult time trying to get rid of the excessive water. Additionally, the amount of sodium in the blood can become diluted, and this life-threatening condition is called hyponatremia. Water can also cause people and other living animals to drown and die. Excessive water in the form of heavy rainfall can cause catastrophic damage and ruin homes, crops, and people's livelihood. natural disasters involving water, like hurricanes, flooding, tsunamis, blizzards, and severe thunderstorms, can all have deadly consequences. Hurricanes can dump exponential amounts of rain, cause deadly storm surges, and demolish entire cities. Flooding can ruin people's homes or sweep them away altogether. Tsunamis can obliterate entire towns. Blizzards can drop compounding amounts of snow and ice, potentially causing detrimental outcomes. Finally, severe thunderstorms can bring heavy rainfall, hail, and lightning. Water, a precious needed resource, is seemingly at the center of each of these natural disasters that have the potential to cause unthinkable damage. Furthermore, water is not very friendly to most of our human-created innovative products. Electronics and water typically do not mix very well, and if you pour water on your computer or smartphone, the outcome is not usually too great. In fact, technology companies have gone to great lengths to find ways to waterproof their items. Water can damage fabric items such as clothing, bedding, and furniture. Water is damaging to vehicles. Unless an item was made specifically to be used with water, you can bet it probably does not do well with getting wet. I find it very ironic that water can be so beneficial and useful, yet so destructive at the same time. All of this is to say, water is a very powerful resource. We need water, and our planet needs water. Nevertheless, water can be dangerous and deadly. Humans, animals, and plants need water to sustain life. We need water for our bodies to sustain normal bodily functions, and plants need water to undergo photosynthesis. Water will destroy many of our human-made things, and natural disasters centering around water can bring terrible devastation and deadly outcomes. In conclusion, water is a force to be reckoned, yet also a giver of life.